Ben Van Camp. He's the chief collaborative and president chamber, but the Chamber Collaborative of Greater Portsmouth is slated to call for a they're going to be talking about Ben's going to be talking about Cards for Caregivers campaign to thank New Hampshire healthcare workers. And that's been really big on the seacoast in Portsmouth, where I hang out and live. And it's part of the Portsmouth Regional Hospital and HCA's campaign called Cards for Caregivers. And by the way, we have a critical shortage in our healthcare system of great professions, noble professions like nurses, PAs, healthcare workers. It's affecting our nursing home. It's affecting our emergency rooms. It's affecting all kinds of care. We have a real shortage. So letting these people know that we do care and they make a difference. But Ben and the Chamber have basically they've hosted some mental health meetings and so forth to try and get the business community to address mental health for employees in the healthcare workplace. Governor Sununu was on the show last week talking about this and trying to get more folks to join those ranks. So, Ben, take it away. Run with all this. Ben Van Camp talking about this campaign, Cards for Caregivers.
Well, thanks, Jack. It's good to be on with you and talk about an important topic that's very near and dear to my heart and important to the Portsmouth community and the New Hampshire community. The Cards for Caregivers campaign is really just that. It's cards and messages for our healthcare professionals, and it's being led by HCA and the Portsmouth Regional Hospital folks. But it's really any caregiver. It could be a hospice worker. It could be a nurse. It could be anyone. The winter is a very tough time of year for those folks. Their visits to the hospital go up every year due to flu and of course COVID's still there and RSV is still there. And as you were just saying, they are horribly understaffed and under a tremendous amount of stress. So the concept's simple, let's send them a card. Let's make sure they know that we care about them and that we see them and we recognize all their hard work and dedication to keeping us healthy and keeping us going. And so we're asking people to send cards. Could be a physical card. You could send a little video or a thank you message through, social media and tag the healthcare, hospital or your healthcare, local healthcare folks, and just send them a message. Let them know that you're thinking about them and that, their work matters to you. So that's the concept. We have a couple big cards that we're going to have at some of our upcoming chamber events and let people physically sign. And I think myself and some members of the team here, we're going to go and hand deliver those to the local hospitals and just stop in and say hello and thank them for all their hard work. Because it's incredible what they're doing with the staffing levels that they have.
Yeah, it really is, Ben. And I applaud this effort because it is, and the governor was talking about this, I have friends, I was talking this earlier a week or so ago, who are trying to deal with one of their parents in a caregiving healthcare situation where she had to be in Concord Hospital for some heart issues and wasn't quite well enough to go home or with them. Yeah. And trying to find a place in the middle consume their month, the stressfulness. And most of the places where we just don't have the healthcare workers. We don't have the nursing staff. We don't have the orderlies, the healthcare workers. There's a real critical shortage. It's affecting our mental health coverage, our physical coverage, our in-between home and hospital coverage. And I don't think it's going away any real time soon. So I think what you're doing is a positive thing for healthcare workers. Ben, what do you think? You're on the chamber side of things in this, I believe. Are you worried this could be a trend that we're going to, because people are getting, we're aging, people are getting older. This is a frightful trend in terms of care, right? We have our friends from AARP, a sponsor of the show, talking about home care. This is a frightful trend, isn't it?
It sure is, yeah. I mean, you've seen the numbers, I've seen the numbers. We are an aging state. I know locally here on the seacoast, I know there's been at least one, if not two, sort of retirement long-term care facilities that have had to close because of no staffing. And they've had to consolidate two facilities down into one. And if that trend continues, that's going to get dangerous really quickly. I'm encouraged. There's a lot of young people considering healthcare careers. I know Portsmouth High in their career technical education program just started a healthcare-focused track. And those students are spending time at our local hospitals and learning all about the different career paths that exist in our medical field. So, I'm optimistic for the future. I think people recognize the value and that there's good jobs there, good high-paying jobs. And I hope that, more people choose that path in the future. But, certainly the next few years, are going to be tough for the industry, and it's going to be interesting to see how it comes together.
Again, Cards for Caregivers, Ben, if people want to learn more, and is this through the Portsmouth Regional Hospital or through the whole HCA healthcare group?
Yeah, it's an HCA thing, I believe, but yeah, certainly locally, Portsmouth and Frisbee and Parkland hospitals are participating in this. So it's very simple. You know, go on your social media, write a little message to them, send a little video, you know, drop a card in the mail, you know, swing by with, you know, some coffee or something like that, if that inspires you, or you have a bakery or something like that. But just anything you can do to show a little bit of love to that community and let them know that you appreciate their work is really what this is all about. So, you know, that's going to look differently for each person, but hopefully people can take a little time out of their day to send a nice warm message to them and let them know that we appreciate all that they do.
Well, Ben, I appreciate it. And if people want to learn more about this, how they can support it, Ben, what's the best way?
You know, that's a great question. I think if you go on your social media and just search Cards for Caregivers, I think there's a hashtag going, and I think that's probably a good way to go. It's a pretty grassroots effort, which are always some of the nicest ones to get behind. I think that's probably your best method.
Ben, thank you for this. Have a great weekend, and thanks for supporting the healthcare workers. Thank you, Ben.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Take care.